Now, a few months ago, when the government imposed a sugar tax on soft drinks to try and tackle childhood obesity, many doubted that the levy would help solve the problem. Well, there is good news. The money generated from the tax will be used to help improve the physical and mental health of school children. Shropshire Council has since received more than £200,000, and the grant will go towards building running tracks in 16 schools across the county. BBC Radio Shropshire's Bongi Musamanga went to Halscott Junior School to meet Ben Caulfield, a principal engineer from WSP Civil Engineering Consultancy.
WSP are quite a progressive company. One of their processes is to donate 2 days a year per member of staff to community causes, and we thought that 2 days building running tracks in schools is a great use of the skills that we have in WSP. Kia are exactly the same. They have 2 days volunteering policy as well, so they're going to use some of that time to help drive down the cost for the construction. So yeah, really worthwhile cause. The reason we're here today is Shropshire Council have asked WSP and their partners Kia to help them deliver mile a day running tracks in local schools based on a grant that they've just received generated through the sugar tax. So this is the first trip we've had to each of the schools, there's 16 in total.
So we're here at the playground at the moment. So can you describe to me where you envision this track being?
Okay, so we've got a large greenfield site in front of us, the grass playing area. We want to take the running track all the way around the perimeter. We need to be cautious about access issues, so the maintenance vehicles coming in to mow the grass, they're not running over our track, so we need to be thoughtful about where we position the track. But we need to get good use out of the field. The kids have a nice big area to play on.
Fabulous. Now, how long do you expect construction of this to last?
We look to start construction after Christmas when we've got all the planning permissions sorted. It's probably only going to take about 2 weeks to build the running track here. The biggest challenge for us at the moment is to try to keep costs down, because the grant that is available to Shropshire Council, when you split that up per school, is very small. So one of the main ways we're going to investigate of keeping that cost down is to build these running tracks in conjunction with the highway maintenance program that we have in Shropshire. So we're going to generate materials out of the roads, and instead of sending them to landfill, is reuse them and recycle them to help build these running tracks for a lower cost.
That sounds like a brilliant idea. I'll just speak to the head teacher now.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Peters, and we can't wait. Children are already taking part in some daily running, jogging and walking, but the track would just mean that we can get out many more children at one time and can get out in all weathers, which is the whole point.
So are you doing a lot of exercise at the moment as a school?
We hold sport and fitness really dearly to us here at Halscott Junior School, and what we want to do is increase the amount of sport that children take part in, but also increase their levels of fitness. So by introducing this initiative, we feel that we're doing that, and it's about increasing fitness, having fun, getting out in the fresh air and really enjoying themselves.
Excellent. Now I'll speak to a couple of your students here. What's your name?
Katie.
And what do you think about having a running track here?
It would be really good to get out in like winter, and we can do more running and exercise.
You're wearing a sport uniform. What's that for?
I've got a netball high five tournament tonight.
Wow, so you're quite active already then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Excellent. And what's your friend's name?
I'm Leighton.
So do you enjoy running as well?
Yeah, it's very fun.
How fast do you think you can run?
Very fast.
Really? Are you on the running team then here?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Have you won any prizes yet?
No.
So do you think this running track will help you win some prizes, because you get faster than you've ever been before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, might do.
Yeah, I really like your hair. Is it a man bun or a boy bun? What do you call it then?
I call it top knot or either a man bun.
Oh, okay. And did your mum do that for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Thank you very much.
That's BBC Radio Shropshire's Bongi Musamanga at Halscott Junior School talking about the running track that will be built using money generated from sugar tax, which is extraordinary. I cannot wait to see that open and hear from some of the athletes of the future. And, you know, if you've got top knot, man bun, whatever you want to rock, kids have those at school. That's brilliant. I would have a top knot or man bun if I could, but I can't because I haven't got any hair. Well, I could do like the beard thing. The beard could. Can you do that? Can you put like what do they call? This is how much I know about hair. What do they call them? What are those things called, Ellie, that you put in your hair to make a ponytail?
Bobble.
That's it. A bobble.
Hair bobble.
Can I have a beard bobble? Do people do that? It's sort of knotted things. I'm told by Rhianne that will be sorted. But you've got one there.
Do you want to try?
I'll try it now. Let's give it a whirl. See what it looks like. Do you want this back?
Yeah.
You just pulled a face as if Ellie's still here, basically checking that I'm doing everything right today. And now this has happened. So, how's. See, I'm rubbish at time.